How did the tradition of Mother's Day ever get started? Any idea? No? Okay. It's sort of interesting. We all sort of grew up with it, and we all had to celebrate Mother's Day. And it doesn't seem a bad thing to be celebrating Mother's Day, does it? I mean, it's a great thing. It's wonderful for mothers in particular. And everybody in this room has had or does have a mother. So that's great. It's for all of us, right? But how did it get started? Specifically in North America, it got started by a lady by the name of Julia Ward Howe. And she lived for 90 years or 91 years. She was born in 1819, and she lived till 1910. And interestingly enough, this lady, Julia Ward Howe, wrote a hymn that you probably all know, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. All right? She wrote that. And she was a suffragette. She was a pacifist. She was promoting peace. And she had tried to appeal to women throughout the world, and she called this appeal the Mother's Day Proclamation. She urged women to come together to support peace. She viewed that those women who were losing husbands and sons to war, that those women could get together and help stop war and bring peace. She had 6 children. She wrote many, many essays. And she organized these rallies called Mother's Day for Peace. That's what started Mother's Day. Interestingly enough, it was about peace, bringing peace to this world. She planted the seeds that would eventually become Mother's Day. It actually didn't come because of her efforts. She sort of planted that seed. She had a proclamation, and it was written in 1870, and it says, "Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or of tears," because of the many sons and daughters that had been lost. Following that proclamation, another lady came along by the name of Anne Jarvis. She lived from 1832 to 1905, and she was the one who actually was able to get Mother's Day proclaimed as a national holiday. She had 13 children. 13 children. I can't imagine that, 13 children, you know. Growing up with 13 kids, if you were the eldest, that must have been tough. And if you were the youngest, that was probably even tougher. But unfortunately, only 4 of her children survived to adulthood. Others had all died because of disease. She organized Mother's Day clubs. She raised money for medicines. She tried to improve the sanitary conditions for poor mothers. And after her death, her daughter, one of her 4 surviving kids, Anna, built another work by writing letters and giving speeches in support of a Mother's Day. And it wasn't until 1914 that President Woodrow Wilson declared Mother's Day as a national holiday. Interesting, huh? It started because people wanted peace. And here we are today, still wanting peace. It's terrible. And we know, without going to scripture right now, there's only one way we're going to achieve peace in this world. And that's the return of Jesus Christ. But let's get back to mothers for a moment. Can you think of any famous mothers? Anybody?
Mary.
Mother Teresa, there's one, okay. Anybody else?
Mary,
okay. Who else?
Your mom.
Perfect. That's beautiful. Anybody else?
Princess Diana.
Hey, there's one. I have a few here.
Uh-oh.
How about Harriet Tubman? Oh, here's a good one. Cleopatra. Okay. Was she a good? She's memorable. I didn't say these are good moms. I said they're memorable and they're all moms. Okay. Cleopatra. Queen Victoria. Wow. She was an interesting mom. She had many kids. And unfortunately, Prince Albert, her husband, died early in life. Princess Diana, already been mentioned. Marie Curie. Do you know who Marie Curie is? Anybody know?
Radiation.
Yes, she's scientist. All right. Very important lady. Michelle Obama. Yes? She's a famous mom. How about Queen Elizabeth II? Ooh, she just passed away. And she was a great mom when you think about it. She was really an amazing mom. There are probably other moms that we don't know, but we should be aware of. The moms of those soldiers who have been lost in the Ukraine. And the moms who have the soldiers who have been lost in Russia because of the war. Many, many moms. And as Allie just pointed out, which is amazing, and I thank you, Allie, one of your most famous moms should be your own. It should be your own. Okay. How about famous mothers in the Bible? Okay. Well, we talked about Julianne Ward and Ann Jarvis. Famous mothers in the Bible. What about the very first mother of, I don't know if you can read this, but the very first mother in the Bible is who? Eve. She's the mother of us all. All right? She's a mother. She deserves recognition. How about Sarah? Who's Sarah? Who remembers who Sarah is? Abraham's wife. Okay? And why is she famous? Because she waited and waited and waited before she could have a son. Who was her son?
Isaac.
That's great. How about Jochebed? Oh, I bet this is a toughie. Who's Jochebed? Anybody know?
I think Moses' wife.
Yeah, who said that? Was that you, Noah? Who said? No, Heather said that. Okay. Yes, Jochebed was mother of Moses. All right. And it says here, she was a mother with a plan. Do you know what her plan was? Even though her son supposedly had to have been killed, he was actually rescued by the Pharaoh's daughter. And when the Pharaoh's daughter needed a babysitter or somebody to take care of this little baby, it was Jochebed who did it, who happened to be the baby's mom. What a great plan that was. And God was, of course, had his hand in it. How about Naomi? Naomi, who shared her faith. The mother-in-law of Ruth, right? And how about Hannah? The mother who kept the promise for her son, Solomon. Saul, excuse me. And Elizabeth. I'm sorry?
Wasn't it Samuel?
Yes, you're right. Samuel. Thank you. I stand corrected. Okay. Hannah, the mother who kept her promise and brought Samuel to that, back to the temple as a promise that she had made that if she was to have a son, he would serve the Lord. And then we have Elizabeth. She was the mother of who? John the Baptist. Yay. Okay. Fantastic. And one more already mentioned today.
Mary.
Amazing. Mary, the mother who is blessed amongst all women. You know, sometimes when we think about our mothers, and especially in this day and age, mothers You know what? The role of mothers changed many ways, right? Mothers, when I was growing up as a kid, I don't know if you remember it very well, but moms were the ones who stayed at home and raised the kids or very involved in it. Now, moms are out there working. Their workload is even more of a, not a burden, but it's certainly their workload is not just helping to raise kids, but also now bringing in income as well. It's a very tough job to be a mom. Very tough job. But sometimes there's wisdom that moms bring to us. There's comfort that moms bring to us. There are other parts too. They sort of correct us, which is a good thing. Irma Bombeck. Do you know who Irma Bombeck is? She's famous for saying different things. Irma Bombeck, she says, she writes, "When your mother asks, 'Do you want a piece of advice?' It is a mere formality because it doesn't really matter if you answer yes or no. You're going to get the advice anyway." Okay? And that's true. That's what moms are like sometimes. Here's a question for you. For all of us, okay? Not just for Micah and Noah and Noah and Hanin and Nadine and Allie. Okay? What is the best... You don't have to answer right away. What is the best gift that you can give your mom? What is the absolute best gift? You see, the greatest gift to a mother is to love them in return. That is really all a mother basically wants to know. She wants to know and feel that the love from their children. And you can be a child of 12, or you can be a child of 73. Your mom wants to know that you love her and that she feels that love. Unfortunately, in the world that we're in today, there are children who seek their birth parents. There are children who reject their parents. There are those who run away, and there are those who return, and when they do, are loved even more by their moms. There are those who have an innate way of showing their love, and there are those who don't know how to express it, even though they love their parents deeply. There are some of us, and there are those who love their parents until, unfortunately, we lose them. And after they pass away, we regret that there are questions that we had wished we had asked our parents. I feel that way. I'm sure many others in this room do too as well. And if your parents are still alive, love them and ask them whatever is on your mind. They will want to share it with you. It's so meaningful and so important. You see, God has made it very clear how we are to love our mothers. In Exodus chapter 20. And those who have been preparing for baptism, we talked about sin and we talked about breaking the law. And we asked what were some of those laws. And one of them is a very, very important law. And it's honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land and the Lord your God is giving you. We are to honor our parents. We are to love our parents. That's a commandment. That's hard sometimes. I know it's tough. It's very tough. When we are asked to love and honor our parents, when sometimes we don't want to, right? Sometimes find it tough. Even the Apostle Paul, when he wrote in Ephesians, he repeated exactly this same promise that was given to us, because that not only is that a commandment, it's a promise. It says, honor your father and your mother so that what? You can live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. It's a promise of a blessing if you honor your parents. It's on awe. You see, all mothers deserve honor. Not just the famous ones that we listed. In the word in Hebrew, honor, the word is kaved. And its meaning is to give a heavy weight. Now, what does heavy weight have to do with love? A heavy weight is I'm putting my love and giving my love and my care and my feelings for you. You put weight on it. It's a recognition when you honor your parent or your mom that you are respecting their authority, that you esteem them, that you recognize that they actually do have a little bit more of understanding and knowledge that you might have as you're growing up and becoming an adult, and even as adults. I remember when we had my wife had her first child, our daughter Andrea. Who did she go to on show me how to handle this baby? She went to her mom, because moms can be held in high esteem. They know things that you don't know yet, or you get to learn thanks from them. We hold them in high esteem. We value them, and we should prize our mothers as gifts from God. See, there is another thing about honoring. We have to be reminded that the opposite of honor is dishonor. It's dishonor. It's disrespect. It's bringing shame. You see, when we dishonor our parents or our moms, it's a sin. It's a sin. And you know what? We do it sometimes. And in this day and age, And we're called to be reminded of this in 2 Timothy, but mark this, and he's now talking about the age we live in. He says, mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive. And Paul writes to Timothy in this part, he says, people will be disobedient to their parents. They will be ungrateful and unholy. We don't want to be like that. If you are a Christian, if you have received Christ in your life, you do not want to be disobedient to your parents in any way. What we should be is we want to please. As it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Paul was always asked in another scripture, how can I please the Lord? Well, one of the ways you can please the Lord is obeying your parents in everything. Tough, huh, guys? It's tough. But that's the way God knows how to bring peace. That's what the mothers originally asked for. You see, the fifth commandment isn't just for kids. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. You know, sometimes it's hard, very difficult. Sometimes when we don't agree with our moms, sometimes we talk back. I'll say that. I did it. I regret it. My mom's not here anymore. I wish I hadn't. Or you don't talk at all. Sometimes you just clam up and you don't share with your mom. That's just as bad as talking back, because she wants to know how you feel. She wants to hear how you feel, and because she wants to care for you and love you. Sometimes behind our parents' back, we badmouth them. Oh, boy. Isn't that easy? Oh, my mom was really fill in the blank, okay, for something. We don't want to do that. Caring for our parents when they get older is tough, but we have to be reminded they cared for us. So, when we do these things, we break the law, and we have to ask for forgiveness. And hopefully you ask not just God for forgiveness, but sometimes your mom too. In Proverbs chapter 23, it says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." See, honoring your mom isn't just for when you're a kid, it's for all of our time. It's for all of our time. Let us honor our moms. See, it's hard to be a kid. It's hard to be the kid no matter how old we are. You see, we're not perfect children. I'm certainly not. We all know we break the fifth commandment, have broken it, and unfortunately, when our parents have passed away, it's too late. If we have dishonored them, to go back. So I'll ask the question. You don't have to answer. Have you ever talked back to your mom? Have you ever hidden anything from her? Do you speak well of her when she's not around, or to your friends? Do you take the time to strengthen your relationship with your mom? Are you giving her the care she needs if you can? And do you honor her and respect the decision or her position in life? You know, somewhere along the line, I can answer every one of those and say, no, I didn't do those things properly. Didn't do it. But I love my mom. I love my mom, but I can ask for forgiveness. But you know, interestingly enough, we're not perfect, but there is one perfect child. There is one perfect person who came to this earth and was the perfect child. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sin of breaking the fifth commandment. What was the fifth commandment? Honor who? Your parents, right? Micah, Noah, honor your mother and father. Fifth commandment. When you break that commandment, you sin. And when you sin, you can ask for forgiveness. Why can you ask for forgiveness? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross. He paid the penalty for our breaking that fifth commandment. And just as much as he paid the penalty for every other sin we have committed. You see, Jesus has done more than that. He himself came to this earth and he kept that fifth commandment and he never broke it. Wow. Can you imagine how hard that must have been? Tough. And it was not only the fact that he kept that fifth commandment on our behalf. He kept it so that he paid the penalty for the price of our sin. He also had to offer to God his obedience. And he did that, even from the cross. You know, it's interesting, when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he did not forget his mom. He said, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, he said to his mom, because he knew he was going to die, who's going to take care of her? Who's going to honor her? Who's going to help her in tough times? And he looked down from the cross and he said, "Woman, here is your son." He passed the duty on to his disciple. And he said to his disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus Christ wanted to make sure his mother was honored. Even while he was dying, Jesus cared for his mother and gave her a new son to love her. And Mary was blessed. She was blessed among women, for she was chosen by God to bear his son and raise him. What a huge responsibility Mary had to raise the Son of God in human flesh. Wow. And though there was death right in front of Mary, just a few days later, there was joy because he was resurrected. Incredible. Mary had joy because he rose again from the dead and from the grave. And she knew from that moment on that her eternity forever was secure and she would be with him again. Isn't that incredible how that all worked together? So what has the Father asked us to do? Honor our parents, that's true, but there is a greater thing. That greater thing is to love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your mind. And if you're going to love God, you're going to keep his commandments. And if you're going to keep his commandments, that includes the fifth commandment. Micah and Noah, what is the fifth commandment? Honor your parents. Terrific. Because you see, what happened is that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's what kind of love God had for and does have for us. You see, we should want to obey out of love. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in what? In love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp." What is he asking us to try and understand? He's trying us to say, you've got to grasp. You have to try and build this into you, that to grasp how wide, how long, and how deep, and how high is the love of Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself said in John 15, chapter verse 12, "My commandment is this, love each other as I have loved you." So it's not just to love our moms, it's to love each other. He repeated it just a few verses later. He says, "This is my command, love each other." So today, Mother's Day, we recognize as a national holiday or as a national day to recognize our moms. It's a day that was proclaimed by Julianne Howe and also finally by Woodrow Wilson. But you see, we shouldn't need a day to remind us of love. They wanted to have peace, but they didn't realize that peace comes for the return of Jesus Christ, and that's it. But in the meantime, we're commanded to love and honor our moms and dads. So what is the best gift that we can give our parents, our moms?
Love.
And that they know it. That's what it's about. And sometimes it just means having the courage to go up to your mom, whoever she is, however old you are, and just walk up to her and say, "I love you." And that is a gift. And that is the best gift that your mom would like to receive. You'll notice there's a prayer that's in your handout. I'd like us to pray this prayer. And when we pray it, there's going to be a portion where I'm going to ask some of you to stand. But I think I have it here, yes. So you can pray along with me. It starts off with, it says, "Compassionate One, shelter us all beneath your outstretched arms. Bring your healing, consolation, and peace to those women who desire to be a mother has not been fulfilled. To women who choose not to be mothers. To mothers and guardians who are exhausted as they labor to balance work and raise children. To mothers and guardians who are overwhelmed as they struggle to bring up children in the midst of poverty, disease, or war. The need is deep. Come quickly. Our hope is in you." Now, just for a moment, I'd like to ask Sandra and Eileen and Margaret and Dee Dee and Heather and Sandra and Haneen and Diane and Katie and Allie to please stand up. And Emanuela as well. All of you, stand up if you're a lady. All right. And a woman. Rebecca, I'm sorry. Okay. And now, the rest of us, let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for every woman and girl here today, and for everyone we have brought with us in our hearts. Reveal your purpose and plan for their life. Bless them and protect them. Deepen their love and trust of you. Strengthen them, empower them, and anoint them with your Holy Spirit, that their faith, influence, and achievement would bring you honor and glory. Receive our thanks and praise again for these women, and women in the making, for they are precious to us and to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. And to all of you who are standing, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.